Get Up with Josiah and Herbie. The Hit Breakfast Show. On Hit 96.9.
And we are feeling good for a Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, it is Tuesday.
You are so confused with your days at the moment.
No, it's because I'm listening to this on a Monday.
Yeah, but that's what it sounded like for listeners listening to our show today. Because you were so confused throughout the show.
Literally, I was like, Wednesday, Monday, no, it's Tuesday.
I think that's a general vibe at the moment. The days are all going into one because the weekend isn't too wild. So it's just like, every day's the same.
Yeah, I'm just being relatable by making mistakes as well. You know what I mean? We did have a massive show though. You've got a new addiction, I'm proud of you to have revealed that to us.
I mean, it's a big thing. I'm still trying to get over it, but I reckon I've taken the first step in trying to beat that addiction.
Plus, this is amazing. Has your parent been mistaken as your partner? I got a couple of calls for that. We were absolute beauties.
It's sort of bad how many calls we did get. And you have thrown me under the bus in a big way regarding an Instagram video that I posted to my very own socials.
That's right. We tried to get everyone around it. Keep going. Hit GV on Instagram. Give us a follow. And we're going to be posting that. It's probably already posted by the time you've listened to this podcast. Plus, I'm going to end it on a sour note. We're all going to die. You'll find out why. Enjoy your last moments on Earth. We'll speak to you soon.
Get Up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
I have a new addiction, which is definitely turning into a massive problem for me. And I need your help with this because I'm struggling a little bit. I have found myself daily now wasting a lot of time doing one thing. And when I mean a lot of time, I mean I could take up a couple of hours. My weekend has been consumed by it. I found myself doing it last night as well. And that is going to YouTube and watching Britain's Got Talent's videos.
You call that an addiction?
It is an addiction. I can't stop. I watch one and then it goes on to the next and I can't stop. I love it.
How's that show still going? Because Australia's Got Talent comes and goes, hasn't done too well over the years. Britain's Got Talent, that's the
huge
one with Simon Cowell.
Simon Cowell, you got Alicia, you got Amanda, you got David, you got Anton. I don't know what it is about them, but the golden buzzer moments, that's when an act performs and one of the judges will press the golden buzzer so they're straight through to the finals.
Nah, hang on a second. They're just straight up copying the touchdown.
I mean, similar, but
That's where they got that idea from. You can't copy Australian Idol's touchdown. That's the greatest of all time.
I mean, I reckon some of these contestants would love to get a touchdown, but I think they're pretty happy with the golden buzzer at the moment.
Yeah.
But I have not only been finding myself watching these for hours and consuming too much time, I'm bawling my eyes out. I am crying and crying because their stories, I don't connect with them, but they I don't know what it is. I'm just leaking like a tap.
Are you pregnant?
Definitely not.
A little hormonal there, Herbs?
I mean, who knows? Who knows at this time what's going wrong with me? But there's some videos. There's one golden buzzer moment, which this one just broke my heart. It's called Sign Along, and it's this 18-year-old girl, Jay. She comes out on stage, and she has her 4-year-old brother, Christian, and she tells the story of how he was never supposed to be able to communicate. So she's taught him how to sign, and you think it's just going to be them doing a sign with me performance. It's not. She's got a whole choir of kids who have got disabilities of all types, and they come together and perform one song.
Herbie's crying now. What's wrong? Pull yourself together.
No, it's so beautiful.
I'm watching the video now as well on our computer. It is very emotional watching that.
But it's not just that. There's been other performances. I don't know what it is about the show. It's doing something to me.
Look, I can't judge you because I've spoken about this on the show before, but every time I watch Hot Seat just before the news.
Hot Seat?
Yeah, on Channel 9, not when they lose. The poor guy last night, he lost 100K, but whenever someone wins money, even if it's anything above 10, I'd say, to whatever it is, I get emotional every
time. Really?
Yeah, I think it's because I put myself in their shoes and I go, imagine if that was me. Oh, that's not me. And I start crying.
See, I thought mine was a little bit weird, but yours, watching people who tell their sob stories and perform for their life, I mean, I understand why I'm crying. You're watching people guess 1 out of 4 questions.
Yeah, but I am pregnant, so it makes sense.
Get Up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
How's this? There's a teen and her mum who they're trying to pass off as twins. They've gone viral on TikTok. They've got a 17-year age gap. However, people can't tell them apart.
Do you know what? 17-year age gap isn't that big.
Well, the mum's 33 years old and her daughter is 15. So I'd say it's 17 and a half, even though that seems on paper that it's 18 years. The mum looks so young, and 33 is young.
33 is young. Like, she's had a kid young, which is fine.
She would have had it at 18, I guess.
17, if there's a 17-year the gap between how old.
And if she revealed some of her beauty secrets. She likes to moisturise daily and wash her skin. Wow, real groundbreaking stuff. Anyway, they look so similar that all their videos on TikTok have got people guessing who's who. The comments include, "You have to be sisters. You guys look like twins and your mum's so hot."
I love these stories because I think many people can relate to them. There's always been at one stage in your life where maybe you walk. I know when I've been walking along with mum, and back in the day when you used to get a toot, you know how men used to do that more commonly back in the day?
Yeah, I still
mum
do
would
that.
Always claim it. She'd go, that one was for me.
My mum still gets it with my sisters. In fact, mum and I, a few years ago, were sitting, and my mum looks super young. You've seen photos
gorgeous
of her. Hasn't got a grey hair. She's very, anyway, that sounds a bit creepy, but I'll stop right there. But my mum and I, we go out for coffee.
Love your mum.
I do love my mum. We go out for coffee a fair bit. And many times, in fact, in one time in particular I can remember, someone came up to us and goes, "You guys are such a cute couple." Well, we're not really a couple. This is my mum. I don't kiss my mum like that.
Which is fair, but also you do date older women.
Yeah, I do. I have in
the
past.
So if people have known you, they might go, okay.
Yeah, but the waiter at the cafe didn't know that it was, a girlfriend's a few years older than me. This is definitely my mum, guys. This one is my mum.
See, I've had a similar instance with my dad. It was when he finally allowed me to get a bigger bed because I had the single when I was a little girl. And then finally he said, "You can get a bigger bed." So we're going bed shopping. And the guy that was helping us to find the right bed for me, he said, "Well, which side do you sleep on? And which side do you sleep on? I mean, or do you sleep together in the bed?" And I just remember getting, this is my dad. I do not share a bed with my dad.
He's a great kisser as well. Thanks for asking.
He's the big spoon. I'm the little spoon.
Oh, imagine turning around going, "Just kidding, it's my dad." All right, back to Tasmania, you two. 13, 12, 16, let's open it up.
We can't be alone.
We can't. If you and I have got a story, surely other people can't. Has your parent been mistaken as your partner? Do you have a story like that?
You can get involved at our Instagram as well, at HitGV.
Paige is in Shep. Has your parent been mistaken as your partner?
Yes. So my dad and I went shopping and I had my two little sons with me, and the cashier lady, she said, "Oh, you must be so proud of your little son." And we're like, no, that's Top.
Wow. Has he no grey hairs in his head? What's his secret?
No grey hairs. No, he's a bit of a looker for his age, I suppose.
It's a good sign for your sons.
Yes. My eldest is nearly 4 and the youngest has just turned 1. So, yeah.
What a claim for a granddad getting mistaken as the father to the kids. You'd take that if I was your dad. Was he pretty stoked with himself?
Yeah, he loved it.
Such a dad thing. Kylie has gotten involved at our HIT Instagram, at HITGV. She said, "I was with my dad at a specialist appointment once and they thought I was his partner. I thought, oh, hell no."
Poor thing. Josh is in Shepparton. Has your parent been mistaken as your partner, mate?
Yeah, my mum. So pretty much I was a bit of a man child in that, like, I grew facial hair very young and everything, and both my mum and dad are very young parents. And just being out with my mum, more when I was, say, around 15, 16, I looked a lot older than my age. And, yeah, it's happened a few times.
So were you out for coffee or out for dinner and people thought you were on a date?
Yeah, so if I was out more or less, because quite a few times I'd just go out for just coffee and a cake or something with mum, just like our one-on-one hangout. And, yeah, just people would tell me, "Oh, you two look like a cute couple."
As a 15-year-old in high school with a young mum, Josh, did you cop it off the boys?
Look, my mum, I wouldn't go there and say, bear in mind, it is my mum, I wouldn't go there and say she was like the full milk sort of thing, but I did get it a couple of times from some of the boys, yeah.
I reckon that's your call to make, Josh.
Get Up with Josiah and Herbie.
On HIT 96.9.
I want to bring something up to the Goulburn Valley's attention. You made me aware yesterday, you're like, "Oh, that video I posted on Instagram on the weekend went really well." And I said, what video, Herbs? I didn't see it. Somehow you skipped my news feed. And then I went onto your Instagram, at Nat Herbie, and there was a video which I can't really look at you in the same light anymore because I tell you what, it doesn't leave much to the imagination.
So it's a video from when I was in Bali last year. It was my girlfriend's wedding. So a group of us from high school went over to Bali for the wedding and we were at a villa in, I think it was Seminyak. And I walked into the villa straight away, went into a bedroom and noticed these things on the wall and told the girls to get around the pool. I've got a show. And basically that's what happened.
Yeah, it doesn't leave anything to the imagination. Now, one person that did get in touch, because we have been talking about it all morning, is Mario from Shepparton and Wright, and he's called through with his thoughts. Let's have a quick chat to him now.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Mara, it is your pleasure, okay?
Straight out of the gym and onto the airwaves.
Yeah, mate, it's Mario.
Mario from Shepparton. Good morning, mate. Thanks for calling through.
Yeah, Mara, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Now, Mario, I heard you saw my video on the weekend.
Yeah, Mara, it's not all I saw.
What did you think, Mario?
Yeah, Mara, I think your dance moves are pretty good.
Thank you.
Your outfit, however, my goodness.
I was in Bali.
Yeah, Mara, I'm in Shepparton, Mara, and let me just say, can you do those moves around here or what, eh?
I think I saw some moves like that at Rawhide, actually. Be honest, Mario, how many times have you hit play on the video Herbie put up?
Yeah, Mara, I just leave it on repeat. I expect to do the Netflix thing and go, are you still watching?
Well, thanks for giving me my views, I guess, Mario.
Hey, Mara, you're welcome.
Can I ask, you are a married man, Mario, with 14 kids. Has anyone caught you watching the video?
No, it's just scrolling, you know, just a scrolling.
Would you try the dance moves that I did in the video yourself, Mario?
No, Mara, I cannot do those sort of dance moves. Otherwise, I'll be mobbed by women.
Would you wear that? Like, be honest, if you were completely nude and wear that outfit and jiggle your bits around Mario, would you give that a crack, you reckon?
Man, let me just say, I think holidays and alcohol makes us do a lot of silly things, you know? A lot of silly things.
Can you confirm or deny that, Herbs?
I can confirm that I was on holiday, but I can also confirm no alcohol had been consumed before that video.
I don't know if that makes it better or worse, Mario.
You may want, you want to go on holidays again, Herbie, or what, eh?
If you're paying Mario, I'll come.
Mario funds your Instagram influencer lifestyle. Well, Mario, thank you so much for your call this morning, mate. We appreciate your time as always. Love to the family, yeah?
Yeah, Mara, you're welcome, okay?
Herb, this is what I want to do, is I want to post the video to the Hit GV Instagram page, but I've been copying a bit of flack from you off air.
Well, it's not that I'm embarrassed by the video. I think the video is great and it's on my page. I just don't think I need to share it on our work's Instagram.
Yeah, work might take it down because of its
I mean, if Instagram
nudity.
Hasn't taken it down, then I don't think anyone else can take it down.
HGV, I reckon
we
do
I'm proud of the video, so people might give me flack, but nothing's wrong with it. You see girls jump online with their little skimpy bikinis, and that's fine.
You should be proud.
Had a bit of fun. It brought some laughs to my girls in isolation.
Well, look at this. On our Hit GV Instagram page, I'm on there right now. We've already had five people have just followed us. Everyone's waiting. We're at 4,857 followers. We only need another 140-odd till we hit the 5,000. Can we post the video if we get to 5,000? It's only 130 people listening right now need to hit follow. 5,000, come on, Herbs.
Post it to our account?
A nude video of you dancing.
It's not nude.
It basically is. You may as well be at Rawhide, literally.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
A lot of people take baths. It's something that I think when you get older, you tend to do less of as a kid. It's how you most likely you will wash. I know when I was babysitting last year, the boys would always have a bath. It's just easier because you can get them all in at once. You can look after them. And because they're young, you can monitor, you know, the water level and everything. But when you get to an adult, it's quite time consuming. You don't hear many adults having daily baths.
So I haven't had a bath since I was probably 8 years old or 5 years old. Literally the last time on Sunday for the first time, I fired up the bath.
How good?
Yeah, it was not bad. I started Ozark on Netflix,
yep.
Chucked it on there. Morgan, my roommate, bought a little pillow for the bath in my bathroom. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to kick back here and watch some Netflix in the bath. And I did just that. It was boring.
It was boring. But how did you feel?
fine, just normal. I'd rather a shower than go sit and watch it on the TV. But I gave it a go, guys.
And that's what it's all about, because there's actually been some intriguing research out of Germany to do with baths. And what they have found is people who took afternoon baths were actually less stressed versus people who were exercising at that time. So baths are actually a low-cost stress relief. And you may be thinking, this is one research. Surely it's not actually true. But researchers in Japan, they've actually done a study as well. And this study followed people's bathing habits of over 30,000 people. And it didn't just do it for a year, from 1990 through to 2009. So that's a thorough research.
Yeah, that's a proper one. That's not just 10 people like they do for the radio here.
They divided the groups into three. So one group took fewer baths a week. The second group took 3 to 4 baths, and then the other group did daily baths. And what they actually found at the end of this is that people who were taking more frequent baths lowered their chance of getting heart disease, their blood pressure lowered, and they improved blood vessel function.
Is this normal, like hot baths, warm baths?
Hot baths.
So we're not talking about an ice bath here.
We're not talking about an ice bath, which is obviously good for recovery if you're an athlete. This is to just help you de-stress, and then you're helping your heart at the same time.
Who's got the time to have a bath every day, though?
Do you know what? I went to uni with a girl who had a bath every day. She was my age, so I was 23 doing my postgrad, and she had a bath every morning and shared water with her brother and her mum.
No, she didn't. At what age? Fine as a kid.
I was 23. She was older than me. She must have been maybe 20, 25.
Imagine, right, I'm in the bath, I finish up, and actually Morgan, my roommate, had one, I think last night or the night before, get a knock on the door. Josiah, it's Morgan. I was like, hey, let me just empty it before. No, it's good. Leave the water as it is.
But you do it as a kid, so is it that gross as an adult?
Yes, it is. I went for a swim at the river, which was flooded, by the way. I probably shouldn't have gone for a swim. Then went and had the bath, right? When I'd finished and drained that thing, all the dirt from my body was all at the bottom of it. It was disgusting. Imagine Morgan jumping in that water and just using that, the poor thing.
Thinking about it now, yes, it's supposed to be a stress relief, and I get that part of it, but if you hopped in the bath after someone else had been bathing in that water and you're trying to relax and then you look to the left of you and a little nugget was was floating by.
Or a snocket rocket.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Now, I do love a reality show, Blunder and the Chase, on Channel 7.
Good show.
It's a great show. It's the battle between, do you watch that or do you watch Hot Seat? Or there's this new one that I've been watching on SBS.
Have you seen the one where the tokens come down? Is that that
one? I haven't seen that one.
That one's good.
It's called Letters and Numbers. It's like they're really smart people. It makes me wish to be them. But anyway, that's a story for another time. The Chase in the UK, not the one here in Australia.
Better. It's the UK. I hate to be that person and put Australia down, but the UK's, they beat ours.
Yeah.
Their host, he's incredible.
Yeah, he's great. What's his name again? I do know. Bradley Walsh. He's fantastic.
He's funny.
Not to mention their geniuses or whatever they're called, a lot smarter than ours, so much so that we actually brought that guy over to Australia.
We brought a few over. we poached their chasers.
Now, the host, Bradley Walsh, she did ask this contestant. Now, this contestant was the last one, so she's been killing it all night. Like, mm-hmm. She was on fire, this girl, looking like she may actually win and take home a lot of money. He came down to a question he asked her, and because she's done so well all night, we thought this was a no-brainer. Listen to her answer when he asks this question. It is unbelievable.
The sprinter, Asafa Powell, comes from what Caribbean country?
Africa.
Jamaica.
If you couldn't hear it, he asked, what Caribbean country is the athlete Asafa Powell from, which is obviously Jamaica, or you could say any Caribbean country and get it wrong. She goes with Africa. Got everyone talking. Twitter went nuts, as you can imagine, everyone sharing that video.
Do you reckon it was just like a brain fart and she's gone, I've done this?
I don't want to know how her brain came up with that conclusion. What Caribbean country is athlete Asafa Powell from? Africa. No, sorry, it's Jamaica.
On that question, Caribbean or Caribbean?
Yeah, see, that's why I keep stumbling over the word.
I get confused.
I go with Caribbean normally, but then
Caribbean.
We're in Australia, so is it Caribbean?
Do you know what? There's a question in itself. You and I both don't know. Don't put us on the chase anytime soon.
Yeah, well, Bradley Walsh, if you're listening, mate, have that as your next question. How do you pronounce Caribbean?
Caribbean.
Anyway, I was thinking of my favourite reality moment in history, and you can't go past Family Feud in America.
Oh, Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey is arguably one of the best hosts of all time.
Yeah, definitely.
This moment, if you don't know, if you do know, you know. If you don't, you're going to have a laugh in your car this morning.
Name something that follows the word pork.
You pine.
Huh?
He said, Cupine. What is Cupine?
If you're feeling a bit tired on your way to work, or every time I stuff up a word on this show, I just listen to that. It makes me feel so much better about myself.
Pork. You pan.
No, mate, just go with pork belly, I reckon.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
We're all going to die. There is a new outbreak of something called murder hornets. Sounds horrific.
It does sound horrific, and I've seen photos, and they look horrific.
Now, I'm going to get to the bad stuff first. The species is the world's largest hornet. It usually calls Asia and parts of Russian Far East home. However, somehow these terrifying insects have managed to travel across the Pacific Ocean and into America.
It's, you can laugh, but it's also very scary. What can they actually do? Can they murder?
Well, when you thought 2020 couldn't get any worse, their venom is that potent that people describe its sting like a hot nail being driven into your skin.
No, no thanks.
They kill up to 50 people every year in Japan alone, and they're known to absolutely obliterate beehives, drink the honey, they're like bullies, and decapitate the bees afterwards after they rip out their thoraxes and then they feed them to their young afterwards. That's how big these things are.
That is horrific. And also what's horrific is knowing that they're in Japan. That's close to us.
Yeah, they've gone across to America. Why are they not here yet?
I'm nervous.
I've got a bit of a conspiracy. I shouldn't say this on the radio. I could get in trouble here.
You do love a conspiracy.
I'll throw the alleged word in here.
Okay.
Well, with coronavirus, they probably thought it's, you know, they threw that one over there. Now they've probably gone, let's just throw another one. Come from the same area.
Well, it hasn't. Japan and China have two different things.
No, these hornets live in all of Asia, but they just killed a lot of people in Japan. They come from all over. They've found a couple of colonies in Washington State, and they're worried because it could actually kill out the bee population in America. They've also found two colonies in Canada as well.
See, that's not fun at all. I mean, I was just yesterday sitting in my kitchen and there was a fly inside and I was losing it. I couldn't handle it. They're just so bloody annoying. But to know that something could come in and be just as annoying but bigger and actually come close to killing me, no thank you.
I just don't understand. Now, they, you know what they could do to get rid of them, that what they did with the flies here? Because there's, you know the, why there's so many flies down here at the moment? Is because
stink?
Well, we had that fly issue that was killing off all the crops here in the Goulburn Valley. So what they did is they introduced a fly from Queensland or something so that they would mate, which would produce obviously more flies, except it could not produce any more offspring. So after this, the reason we have so many flies is they're producing more flies at the moment.
Really?
However, then they should die off after this because they haven't produced any more kids.
How interesting.
So if you notice, like, I've got that many flies in my house at the moment, and if you see them all in twos and they keep like mating and stuff as well, I hate them. I fly spray, smash them all. But hopefully they won't produce any offspring. Do the same to the hornets.
Yeah, but who wants to get with a hornet?
Yeah, good point.
Flies
Not me.
Are probably a little bit more appealing to a fly, but I don't know who wants to jump on board a hornet.
Oh, I've got a couple of mates.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
How's this? New York City, obviously, it's been absolutely ravished. Ravished? That's not the word I'm looking for. Ravaged. That's the word. Well, ravish sounds like some sort of vegetable.
They've had a tough time at the moment.
They've had a tough time is exactly what I'm trying to say. Over 18,000 deaths. And people are getting up in arms for the little things, which you can imagine about how on edge people are here.
Yeah.
Imagine if you've had 18,000 deaths on your doorstep.
It's ridiculous. New York, there was one night where they had 5,000 new cases where we only had 2 new cases.
Crazy.
And you just think, surely, what are they doing wrong there? And a lot of people say it's far too gone. Like, even if they brought in restrictions like we have here, it's too far.
Yeah,
gone.
Pretty well everyone had. My best mate, he came home from New York City, but he had at least 5 mates that he knew that all lived in New York and had coronavirus. So you pretty well, everyone got it. There's been a sign that's been put up on the boardwalk, and it's gone viral on Twitter in New York City. And I'll read it out. It says, selfish joggers who jog on this block without masks, be warned. We value the lives of our elderly neighbours and we will throw stuff on you from our windows. I mean, would you find that a bit extreme or fair play?
I mean, if you're going for a cruisy stroll and you read that, you'd be quite alarmed. And if you want to see the sign for yourself, you can go to our Instagram at HitGV.
The guidelines from the US Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is very different to here in Australia. They urge all citizens to wear cloth face coverings to help prevent the spread of coronavirus. Hence why they're saying if you're out and about, we don't care if you're walking or jogging. If you're not wearing one, we're going to throw stuff at you.
I sort of agree with them. I don't know what objects they'd be throwing, but I agree that because how bad it is over there, do whatever you can to be protected.
And that's what they're saying on Twitter and why it's gone viral. People are like, yeah, it sucks if you're not wearing a mask, but do you know what else sucks? That you could kill someone by throwing something at them.
Which is true. I mean, all of a sudden you're walking and then a washing machine's on you.
Like- yeah, what else? The ironing board? This is what got me thinking, though. If thank goodness it wasn't that bad here in Australia, because over the last couple of years, you know what's gone viral, and I thought about joggers, is the poo joggers.
Oh, yeah. No.
Now, imagine if there was a poo jogger in New York City not wearing a mask, and you're running around, you accidentally pop a squat next to this apartment block, right? All of a sudden, there is a washing machine on your head. and a poo next to you.
And then you've obviously fallen in your own poop.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
A lot of people are getting very creative throughout isolation. I think that's what's really taken the internet by storm. If you've been creative and you've managed to capture it, then you've basically gone viral.
TikTok, trendsetters. TikTok style.
Exactly, TikTok style. Correct. I mean, you're trying. You haven't broken the internet just yet.
In fact, I haven't done a TikTok in a while. Do you know what I want to do today? I might need your help with it. I need to... There's the Money Heist, you know, the show that I just finished. She always ties her hair up with a pen, and people are doing the song from the show, which is Bella Chow, and to the tune of that, you tie your hair up with a pen.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's girls that are doing it. I want to do it with my long hair and then
well,
turn
you
around.
You tie your hair up more than any person I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, or maybe I should have been the girl off Money Heist. But then imagine if I turn around, I've got a big beard and people think I'm some hot chick.
Do you want to wear a dress as well?
Sure, whatever I have to do to get the followers.
And so one boss, I believe that he has done something that A, has gone viral, but B, has made him the best boss in the world, and C, something that every other boss here in Australia and the Goulburn Valley should follow suit with.
Leroy, our boss, he's our new boss, which we haven't introduced you to. If you are listening this morning, mate, take notes, pen and paper.
Please.
Play along.
So what this guy's done, he's the CEO of Haddad & Partners, which is over in America, but they have clients all around the world. And they've decided to have a virtual meeting every Friday. And he says their virtual meetings have been great for his advertising firm because it's been able to connect with their clients around the world who they haven't been able to speak to. So we have people in Australia, he mentioned, who've never worked with some of the people in Colorado, who've never worked with some people in America. So we've actually now been able to unite online. And you think, yeah, that's fun. Lots of people are jumping on the Zooms and having a virtual meeting on a Friday. They're going one step further. Old CEO, he's been smart about this one. What he's done is created a virtual beer pong.
Oh, great idea.
To ease the edge off employees at the moment.
How does this work, though? I can't imagine. How do you get the ball in?
So you set up the table in your own, and then you throw one. If you get it in, then someone who you're versing, and because it's a round robin, who's got theirs set up, has to drink, and then you throw one into your cup.
Great idea.
Brilliant, isn't it?
The only thing is, who's there to referee things like your elbows and stuff like that? Because I tell you what, I'd be cheating so much.
I would definitely be cheating, but I believe CEO Haddad, he would definitely probably speak up at some stage. But the best part about this is you're probably thinking, yeah, we could do a beer pong virtual game. He's went for 7 hours.
Oh. Can you imagine by the end of it?
Is that starting at 9 a.m. on a Friday or is it knock-off on a Friday? I mean, I've got so many questions around it, but he is the best boss because he's initiating it every Friday, a 7-hour virtual beer pong game.
Well, we've got a virtual meeting today with our boss, Leroy, at 11:30 a.m. If we go for 7 hours, what does that bring us to?
It brings us to dinner time. We're going straight to bed. So tomorrow...
Early night.
You'll know tomorrow if we played a 7-hour game of beer pong because we will be rusty.
Well, you will because I win every time. You know that.
Your arm's not that good, mate.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Coming up this Sunday, it's Mother's Day. So we want to be celebrating our mums all this week. And you want to celebrate them all year round. But especially this week, give them a shout out. And what we want to do is try and get some stories from mums out across the Goulburn Valley of what's the best, worst present you've ever received. Because we know a lot of effort goes into presents for Mother's Day. But also sometimes they miss the mark a little bit.
Yeah, a lot of kids, you know, it's something you're like, oh, that's so cute, but let's just throw that in the bin.
Mm. Oh, it means a lot. But also, where'd you get that idea from? Like, does that even scream me?
As a mother, you're like, if I keep this, I'm technically probably hoarding if I keep every present from my kids. So do I throw it away or do I keep it for the sentiment? My mum, we did this on the show yesterday, and mum reminded me of a present. Now, I'm kind of ashamed of this one because it wasn't when I was 5 years old. I gave this to mum when I was 22.
And you rate your present skills.
Yeah.
Quote to me the other day. You said, I am great at gifts.
No, especially with female fashion. Like, my sisters look forward to getting clothes off me because I can pick girls' outfits out really well.
If my brothers bought me something, I know that it would be horrendous.
No, my sisters love it. In fact, it's for Mother's Day. I'm going to Arcade in town today to buy Mum. I think she wants a coat or a jumper. And trust me on my skills with this, I'm going to be able to pick out a good one. But also, I bought Mum. So I went to Mexico, Cancun, when I was 22. Trouble to say the least. Now, you've been to Mexico before, haven't you,
yes,
as well? Now, in Cancun, you're not really meant to leave the resort strip because it can be quite dangerous. Like, Mexico is a dangerous place. I one day heard about the flea markets and thought that were outside of Cancun and thought, I wouldn't mind checking those out. A bit of an experience.
Yep.
You're not meant to go if you're not a local because they are very dangerous. There are machine guns everywhere. And I didn't realize till I got there. Every car had police, people with guns everywhere. The flea markets, people had guns on them. I started freaking out a bit, but I thought, I'm here, I may as well buy something. So I bought Mum this starfish, like a real-life dried-out starfish, in like a little glass cabinet with the words Cancun, Mexico. And I thought, you know what? When I fly back to Australia, it's Mother's Day. Perfect little sentimental gift. Not only did I risk my life to get that thing.
I mean, you should be bringing back a starfish.
That's the other thing. I smuggled it back into the country as well. I hid that in the middle of my suitcase, surrounded by clothes. The feds didn't pick me up on that as well. So that effort I went for that present for Mum wasn't really appreciated because when they spoke to me on the phone last night, it's been on their cabinet for 8 years, and they say they want to be. They've always wanted to take it down, but they just feel bad. They don't want to let me know that was a horrific present.
We have got a picture up of it at our Hit Instagram at Hit GV, and
it's not that bad.
I'm siding with you, folks. It's not great.
It's a starfish. It's not Cancun. Great
for a 22-year-old to be gifting that. It is terrible.
Hey, Mum, how about thanks?
I mean, I definitely think she's given you thanks for years and years. How many times has she cooked for you? What has she done for you?
Good point.
And you've given her a starfish.
I smuggled it all the way from Mexico. I risked my life to get that thing. Just say thanks. Sarah's called through from Tally Garupna this morning. What's the best, worst present you've received, Sarah?
Well, it was actually my sister. She sent my nephew to the school fete, you know, the school Mother's Day stall.
Yep.
And she sent him with $5. Anyway, he came back as proud as punch with $4.50 change. She thought, oh, heavens, what am I getting? Anyway, he brings this little, those little sachets. It was bath salts in abbreviated comments. And anyway, she thought, oh, that's all right, no worries. Anyway, she sort of, you know, a few days later, she went to have a look at it. And it was actually sugar in a bag that they just charged him 50 cents for. And she's like, oh, my God. But yeah, so no bath salts.
She find out the hard way when she poured it in the bath, or did she know straight away?
She did. She sort of looked at it, and there was a little bit left, and she sort of put a finger on it and put it in her mouth and went, oh, no.
That's some expensive sugar.
I know. But no, other than that, I've been spoilt rotten, but my poor sister, she hadn't.
Well, Sarah, just for calling through, guess what? $50 Aussie hotel voucher, all yours. How good's that?
Thank you very much.
You can use it with your sister or just keep it to yourself.
Yeah, well, you know, I might tell her, I might not.
Happy Mother's Day, Sarah.
Thank you.
Another opportunity for that $50 Aussie hotel voucher will be available tomorrow on the show when we do it again. But kids, if you're listening, don't forget Mother's Day is this Sunday. So make sure you buy those horrible presents for your mums. I mean, good ones, good ones.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Very, very excited because this time every week we play our favourite game, What's Your Occupation?
You give us a call on 13 12 16. Simply tell us your car and we will guess your occupation.
As easy as that, we've only ever guessed it once, yep. Ever. It doesn't happen, guys, so the chances are in your favour that you'll win this Macca's voucher. Tristan is in Cobram this morning. What sort of car do you drive, mate?
I drive a 2012 Holden Cruze.
What colour would that be there, Tristan?
That is green.
Green. Interesting. My head went straight to red. I don't know why with a Cruze.
Yeah, see, I went white. What sort of green are we talking about? Is it like a strong green or a lime green?
Yeah, it's a nice dark green.
And are you on your way to work now?
No, I'm currently working.
How
did coronavirus affect you with work, mate?
It hasn't really affected me at all.
I'm going to have a crack.
In regards to work.
Oh, there's. Yep. Oh, we can hear a reverse siren. I'm going to say you work on an orchard, mate.
Close, but not quite.
Close.
Come on, Herbie, bring it home for the team. Tristan wants that Macca's voucher. Don't give it to him.
Are you... Oh, this? I'm really nervous now because I feel like I should know a bit more. I'm going to just... I thought I heard a cow in the background earlier. Are you a dairy farmer?
I am a dairy farmer. Oh!
Yes! Well, the good news is we got our second ever job correct. Mate,
our reaction was a bit too much.
Sorry, we shouldn't get excited that you lost, mate. Just doesn't happen often, Tristan.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.